Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The energy, you love being in these games. You love being in these competitive games. You love being in these high-stake games. You love being in, you know, away games and things like that. And, that's what it's going to take. You got to win on the road. Half the season is on the road. Playoffs, you know, a lot of times on the road. And so just being able to cherish these moments and learn from them, whether it's a win or a loss, is really important.
It's Caleb Williams talking about Lambeau Field and what it means to play there. And Bears lose this one. It's a tough one. 28-21 at Lambeau Field. They get the opportunity to play them again in 2 weeks, and that's what we're discussing. Are you proud of this Bears team after the performance they just put together? Because I was watching this game, and I'll be very transparent. The question came from my wife. Because I'm watching this game, and I was all disappointed. I'm all sad. And she's like, man, I'm actually really proud of the Bears. I'm actually really proud of them. They fought all the way to the end against a really good team. Now, my wife, you know.
I love that she gave you some inspiration for the show tonight.
Literally,
that's awesome.
Literally pulled out my phone, and I was like, that's the question I'm going to ask today.
I love it.
Are you proud of the Bears?
I love that question.
Know, trust me. I thought the same thing. I was like, that's a great question. But that's what I'm posing to you. Are you proud of this Bears team after that performance? After you saw what you saw, let's not forget the Packers. If you're talking about all the teams in the NFL, they're top what? Let's say top what? Top
Packers?
For sure top 10. That's not even a question. But it's how far up the top 10 do you go? Six?
I was going to say five.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Top five or six team in the NFL, you played, man, I wish I can curse on this damn show. I wish overnight you can curse.
I would say after this week, they are the...
I can curse?
Well, oh, okay. For Packers, third best team in the NFC. And in the NFL, I'm trying to think of teams in the... You know what?
Yeah, five or six is right. Five or six is right.
Okay, five or six,
you just need the ballpark. You don't need to be
specific. NFC, they're third.
Yeah, just be ballpark. I think they're there. And the Bears put up a valiant effort against, you know, they played a crappy game and, you know, had a chance at the end to tie it at the very least, if not take the lead with a 2-point conversion. Can you be proud of that performance? I don't know. You tell me. 312-644-6767. Let's go out to Oak Park. Don, what's going on, man? What'd you think about this one?
Well, I'll tell you. Hello, my fellow Oak Parker. How you doing?
You know what it is. I'm out here.
Oh, you know it. Gabe, I'm going to tell you, I'm probably going to have to move into the witness protection program after I say what I have.
Sounds bad, Don. Sounds bad.
But well, here's the deal, man. First of all, let's not get our heads in front of our skis the Bears are not a 9-win team. They've been extremely fortunate to be in a position.
Hold on, I got to push back. I got to push back quick. Just they're a 9-win team. They might not be a 10-win team, but they're definitely a 9-win team. All right, go ahead.
Well, you know, I think they have been extremely fortunate to be in the position that they're in. No, I'm not proud because they were in the game with Green Bay. Mm. It's the Packers. You're supposed to beat them. And another thing I want to say is, do the Bears have any downfield plays that they run? Because they run a Chinese fire drill offense. All they do is snap the ball to Caleb. He takes off and run to the right. The whole left side of the field is completely ignored, and everything is on the run and on the move, and it's all going towards the sidelines. They don't have anything going downfield, and nothing ever on the left side of the whole field, nothing. And it's just like as soon as the ball is hiked, Caleb starts running like crazy to the sidelines, and whatever happens at that point happens. This team has no structure to it. There's no structure to their offense. It's just a Chinese fire drill. They're very
okay. Hold on. Don. I gotta catch you on this. The first time I let it slide, and I was gonna address it at the end. We can't say Chinese fire drill, right? That's a derogatory term. We can't be doing that. I got you.
Wasn't meant to be that.
No, way. I know. I could tell by the casual nature that you were letting it go. That's why the second time I had to say something, because you're not going to keep everybody honest on the show. But don't trip. That's all right. Okay. We got to know. All right. But it was chaos is what you were trying to say, right? There's a lot of chaos.
Absolutely. Gotcha. Chaos. Exactly. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I feel like in those situations, when you're talking about, you know, this Bears team, especially the first point that you brought up that was great was any downfield plays, right? And this goes back to what Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams have both said about those, quote, 50-50 balls, where they both preach that they prefer not to put the ball in harm's way in those. But I personally am here for it. You don't have Luther Burden on the team or DJ Moore on the team, and you're going to tell me you can't let them go up and get the ball or try to give them an opportunity. We see it too often in the NFL where even if you just give the guy an opportunity, you might end up with a pass interference call, right? So I think they should at least at some point. You know when it'd been a good time, Don? After the interception, right, it's like for a free kind of a play, free possession, like go take a shot, right? Like go, like give your guy an opportunity to go up and get it downfield. But there is something to it, and you need to do those things against some of the best teams in the league. Listen, 45, 43, 27, those three touchdown plays from the Green Bay Packers, that's the difference in the game, right? The explosive plays, that's the game right there. So again, you see one team doing it and one team not.
Well, here's the thing. On a deep ball, three things can happen. You catch it, pass interference, or it's intercepted. Two to three things favor the offense. Why would you?
Yeah. It's a great point. Because that's ultimately what you want. Now, let me ask you this, though. How are you feeling about a couple weeks from now when Green Bay comes to Soldier Field?
Well, Green Bay's going to beat the Bears again. The Bears just are not – they're not equipped to beat a team like Green Bay. Green Bay throws the ball downfield to Bears' zone. We dink and dunk, and we pray for – we to get open on the sideline as he's running out of bounds. There's no downfield. There's no vertical. Everything is horizontal, and it's all to the sidelines, you know? I don't know. It's just you got to make too many plays to score like that.
All right, well, let me ask you this then, because obviously, you know, you didn't think the Bears were a 9-win team. You know, they need to get to 10 if they want to get into the playoffs. Do you think the Bears can pull it off? Do you think they'll get another victory? Because they got a tough schedule, right? Cleveland, Green Bay.
Well, from what I understand, they went from
first to
on
seven.
Top of the NFC. Now they're seventh now.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're seventh in the NFC.
Well, I mean, that makes sense, right? Because only the top four are division winners. So, you know, if you're not first, if Green Bay jumps you, you've got to jump down to at least fifth. And then you've seen some other big teams that are, you know, the Rams and Seattle, two tough teams that are out there winning games. So, I mean, it's like, whatever. Get in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you know, they'll probably squeak their way into the playoff, but they're one and done. I mean, they're not a 9-4 team. They're not a 9-win team, right? I mean, it's not. They've been very fortunate, and we all know that. blocked field goal here, a run back that never happens in football anymore. There are no more 45, 50-yard run backs in football.
Yeah.
And they've had that, and that's how they pulled out two or three wins, you know, over the last few weeks. So
right.
I'm just not confident in the team now. There's no vertical game.
All right. Well, hopefully, Don, well, if I'm doing another overnight before the season's over, we'll have some conversations about the Bears hopefully being an 11-win team. That'll be great. Hey, I appreciate the call as all. I know. Okay, regardless of our comments, Don, I know we'd both be happy at that. We both welcome.
Oh, absolutely. I would love that.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. We both would love that. I know that. Appreciate the call, Don. Thanks for it. 312-644-6767. The phone lines are open. Would love to hear from you. Are you proud of this team? Do you think they can win in 2 weeks against the Green Bay Packers here at Soldier Field? And do you think they'll make the playoffs? More importantly, because as Don pointed out, the Bears have fallen from first place in the division, or in the conference, excuse me, all the way to seventh in this one. And it's a tough one, man. It's a tough one because this one hurt. Why does this one hurt differently? Because it doesn't hurt like, oh, damn, the season's over. You know, you beat the Eagles, you beat the Steelers. I mean, these are games that you thought you were going to lose, and you were lucky enough to get those victories. And then now you finally lose one to the Packers, and the sky can't be falling, guys. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The sky is not falling, especially after victories against the Steelers and the Eagles. Now, had you lost one of those, or maybe two of those, and then now this is your third straight loss, then you could be like, damn, this is a wrap. But that's not the case. I think this is a great learning experience for the Chicago Bears. This is the best team they've faced all season long. Maybe you can argue the Lions when they put 51 on them. But, you know, this is one of the better teams in the league. It just sucks because you want to say that they're playing better football, but that first half was atrocious. First quarter, three possessions, three punts. I mean, that was just bad. Caleb Williams did look bad in the first half. He did not look like a sound quarterback. But then he's shown you that you just got to give him the whole game so he can bounce back. All right, I'm curious what you thought about this one. 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you on a Plumbers 911. Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Let's go out to Aiden in Oswego. Aiden, this is a tough one, man. This is a tough one because, you know, leading into it, again, as I mentioned, wins against the Steelers, wins against the Eagles. You felt like they had a better chance to win this one than you probably would have thought earlier in the season, but then they ended up letting us down. What did you think about the game?
You know, honestly, at first I was very disappointed with the first half, but I love the resiliency that the team showed, and they proved why they are a 9-win team. They came back. The game was in their hands. They could have went for two or gone to overtime if they did score. They didn't score. Caleb made the wrong read, but Caleb has 5 game-winning drives this year, and he finally made a mistake.
That's a good point. I mean, that's a great point, Aiden, right? I mean, I wrote it all down, right? They proved that they're a 9-win team. That I agree with, right? You went down to the wire against one of the best teams in the league, and granted, you might not be the, you know, part of that top 5 teams in the NFL, but you certainly are in that next 6 or 7. Right, you're certainly the 8th to 12th best team, and I think the performance showed it today. And then another great point that you can't win them all, right? Captain Comeback Caleb can't pull it off every single week. Sometimes you're going to falter, and we ended up seeing that today. What else did you see from Caleb for you, Aiden, that was disappointing?
I love what I saw from Caleb in the second half, but what is making me upset is I really wish we had more rhythm in the pocket, like he was talking about earlier. He does go on the move a lot, and it does eliminate the left side of the field. But when you see Caleb have that time in a clean pocket, when he's not under pressure every single play, as soon as he snaps the ball, you're going to see good throws. And I think Rome not playing is a big,
huge,
big factor. I mean, DJ had negative 4 yards today. Like, that just can't happen. So we need Rome back next time we play them at home, and I think it'll be a lot different. I think the Bears are going to mow him down next time. With the run game, play action, get the guys going.
Yeah.
I love how Love was played today as well.
I think you're right, Aiden. I think, you know, the Bears came out initially wanting to, you know, because Ben Johnson's a stubborn MF-er, right? And in the best way possible. But he's the guy that's like, oh, you think I'm going to lean on my run? I got some play actions for you. I got some five wide for you. Like he's that guy, and I think he came out initially trying to establish that run, or excuse me, trying to show that he can pass the ball with Caleb. And I think once he realized that wasn't the case, so I think next game he will come out the gate and just run the ball, right, and be like, "Nah, you know what? This is what we're doing. This is how we got to win this game." Because Caleb, 19 for 35 on the day, 186 yards. 54.3 completion percentage, the same one he had against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Only averaged 5.3 yards per pass, lower than his season average of 6.7. He did have the two touchdowns, which he felt good about. Got sacked only once. Four rushes for 15 yards. I mean, listen, it could be better, right? This we know. You could have a more efficient performance from Caleb Williams. But you got to lean on that run, you know, from the beginning. I think... Do you think the Bears are going to sneak into the playoffs, Aiden, or you think this thing is going to topple over?
I think we're going to beat the Browns. I do think we're going to beat the Packers next time we see them. I think we win the next two games. You also got to consider the fact that we just beat Philly, but we're also playing another top team in the NFC on the road.
On the road.
Our biggest rival on the road the very next week. Go back home, reset, refresh, beat the Browns, prepare for the Packers again to beat them and make the playoffs.
Aiden, if I told you that the Bears would have won 5 out of 6, you know what I'm saying, against Cincy, the Giants, Minnesota, Pittsburgh, Philly, and Green Bay. If I said the Bears would win 5 out of 6, you would have taken that every day of the week. And I think that's what we got.
If you told me we had 9 wins at the end of this season, if you would have told me we had 9 wins at the end of this year, I would have been happy. And we already have 9 wins.
Right.
I think we can win 11 and 12.
I know. You know what I really, for me, Aiden, it's about getting to the playoffs. And not because I think the Bears can make some miraculous run, but I do want Caleb Williams and those guys to experience the playoffs, right? So that way they can come in with a chip on the shoulder the following season. If they miss it, they might feel like, oh, it was all for nothing, right? And they might end the season with a little bit of a downer. But if you go to the playoffs and just lose to a better team, right? If you lose to the Rams, let's say, in the first round, or Sam Darnold goes crazy and Jaxon Smith-Njigba just kind of put it on you, then so what, right? At least you know now, like, all right, we're one of the better teams in the league, and we just need to do a little bit of something in order to get to that next level. At least they could see it. But if you miss the playoffs and you don't get the opportunity to test yourself against some of the best teams in the NFC, I think that'll be more of a hindrance than anything.
See, I would love to make the playoffs because I also think we have a bunch of sneaky veterans like Joe Tooney, playoff experience. You got T.J. Edwards, who won a Super Bowl with Philly, and C.J. Gardner-Johnson as well. So the Bears have a lot of guys who have been there that can help young guys. But, yeah, having a rookie like Caleb, second-year quarterback, first-ever playoff experience would be nice, even though we're not going to be favored against anybody.
Anybody. We won't be favored against anybody. I do.
It's stacked. It'll be hard.
It's stacked. And this team, okay, first of all, follow me on whatever socials you want. I'll follow you back. I can tell you got a good, brilliant mind. I would love to stay in tune with your thoughts here. But I have a question about Caleb because I've struggled with this over the last couple of weeks, Aiden, where, you know, initially last year, you know, with the first pick, yeah, you know, I was a big Drake May fan, baby T will tell you. Even going into the draft, I was like, Drake May's nice. I don't know what you guys are talking about. If you guys don't watch ball, I've been watching North Carolina. He's decent. But when we got Caleb, I was all about it because I knew he had the skills. And then, you know, under Eberflus, I thought, okay, I was trying to pinpoint what his ceiling could be. And then this year, I was like, okay, there has to be a point where, like, the meatball fan in me has to take a back seat, and I got to look at Caleb Williams objectively. So in your mind, because you seem like a bit of a homer, but you got some realist in you, what's the ceiling for Caleb Williams? Give me like, you think Caleb Williams can be a top blank quarterback? Is it top 5, top 10, top 15? Like, what is that in your mind, Aiden?
I was actually talking to my buddies about this yesterday. I think Caleb Williams should be a consensus top 10 quarterback for sure.
Yes.
Debatable top 7. I think that's where he should be. He's not there right now. I would say he's probably 15 to 20, closer to 20, as like, if I'm being honest right now, way he's playing.
Yeah.
But, like I'm saying, his ceiling, though, it should be consensus, no doubt, top 10. You could argue for him to be in the top 5.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Kind of like a Justin Herbert. Like, I'm not comparing him to Herbert, but, you know, some people have Herbert in the top 5.
Right, up and down.
Around 7.
Yeah, some days he's there, some days he's not. I like this. I like Aiden. You should start a podcast, dude. I would listen to you. You got some good takes, man, and you're on point.
Thank you for
actually,
having me on.
Oh, of course, you're on point. Whenever I'm on, you call. I'll get you right through. All right, Aiden.
And then, have a great rest of your night.
All right, brother. You too, man. And keep leading that group chat you got going on over there. It's Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score. If you got hot takes like Aiden, I'm here for it. Therapist Gabe is here. You can sit on the couch. I can validate all your feelings about this Bears team, whether it's them being a true 9-win team or them being somebody that surprised you. Just a tough one. Caleb Williams hasn't had over 60. Caleb Williams, his first three games of the season, over 60% completion percentage. 60, 63, and then 67 against Dallas, his best game of the year. Since then, since September 21st, Caleb Williams has one game over 60% completion percentage. One. I mean, it's tough. And over 30 pass attempts. I'll just go over the numbers. Since September 21st, 22 for 37, 17 for 29, 15 for 26, 25 for 38. That was the 65 percenter. 20 for 34, 20 for 36, 16 for 32, 19 for 35, 17 for 36. Ooh, that's terrible. And 19 for 35 today. That's rough. 16, you had 19 completions, 16 incompletions. Think about that. Good luck trying to win games without sustained drives. All right, let's take another phone call. 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez on a Plumbers 911. Football Monday, presented by Great Clips and Busey Bank. Let's go to Mark out in Richmond. Mark, what do you think about the coaching staff? Do they have any blame in this one today?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, they did. In the first half, we were minus yards throughout most of the first quarter. Minus yards. And then all of a sudden, the coaching staff got the running play going. But then, yes, Luther Burden had a couple of nice catches. But you know what? They didn't throw the ball down the field. The middle of the field was open the whole game. It was open. We never took advantage of it. In this glass half full thing, I am tired of losing to the Green Bay Packers. Their defense was not that good. Our offensive line held them. Caleb Williams had plenty of time. He was told to think and doink the whole game. And it was really, really sad in the fourth quarter when they were driving. I was telling my stepson, they're going to keep driving. The middle of the field's open. The Packers are scoring pretty good when they figured out our defense, and they did. And then they could move the ball pretty well when they attacked the middle of the field. We had to attack in the middle of the field. Ben Johnson did not do that. He kept methodically trying. When you're behind at the beginning of the fourth quarter and you go 70 yards or whatever it was, and you took off like 10 or 15 minutes off that clock, and you're just thinking and diving, and when you only score field goals, you're not going to catch up. They had to score touchdowns, and we didn't. Both times we had to score touchdowns, and we didn't.
And it's been that problem. Hey, Mark, it's been that problem all year, right, where the Bears have been putting up field goals instead of touchdowns.
Correct. And that is basically on the play calling. When you can't – I don't think Ben Johnson actually really trusted Caleb Williams to be able to throw that ball down the field. And that was really, really sad yesterday. And you know what? Everybody says, "Oh, we're really glad we're 9-3." No, I'm tired of mediocrity. I'm tired of this because that's what the Bears have been doing for the last 30 years, or really since Lovie Smith. I won't even go back 30 years. We can just go all the way back to Lovie Smith. And it's just amazing. We get them an offensive line. We can run the ball now. We've got really good pass receivers. You don't use DJ Moore, and then when you do use DJ Moore, you try to treat him like a running back. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I agree, Mark. I think it was when you're thinking about the productivity of DJ Moore in this one, I mean, you saw how pissed he looked at the end of the game. And I think, you know, again, you just look at the statistics, right? Three targets, one catch. I mean, just can't happen. DJ Moore, without Romo Dunze, you cannot tell me that DJ Moore should only get three targets. Like, try to scheme him open. Get him a screen pass, something. Get the man the ball. DJ Moore, one catch for -4 yards. Think about how that sounds. Who else? Like, if DJ Moore has one catch for minus 4, who is getting the ball? Who led the team in targets? Luther Burden. 6 targets. Had 4 catches for 67 yards. 27 of those yards coming off of one reception. I just watched Chase Daniel break down the final play. Not during the call, during the commercial break. And Cole Kmet's wide open. Wide open. Like, beats the safety, has him by about 4 yards. The problem is Caleb doesn't see him initially. And then by the time he does see him, he can't plant his feet to get the ball where it should be. So again, because he's rolling to the left, he's somewhat throwing across his body and doesn't get enough oomph.
You know who else was open too? It would have been a little bit of a tougher throw, but a much shorter throw. Wide open, walking touchdown, DJ Moore.
No, I saw that one. I don't think he's open. I saw the angle on it, and somebody was talking about this too.
When, if not a touchdown, first and goal inside the 5.
Nah, see, you're not seeing the angle in which the defender was.
It's
right
a tough
there.
Throw, but easy first down if he hits him.
You're turning. He would have to turn to his right, and then there was a defender trailing him, and then DJ Moore would have been in the middle. So if he would have thrown, that defender still would have been pursuing him, so he would have come into the line of the throw. I don't know. I pushed back.
I think on that play call. Caleb gets a dirty 1 or 2 yards. Just die for it, man.
And then again, I just watched the play like 20 times. There's a defender that would have lit his ass up. Like, that's coming. I'm telling you, when you watched again in slow, I know. I'm on
the play call, run. But if it was me, I'm giving it to Manung Guy for a
100%.
One.
Well, that's the other thing. That's the other thing. You ran Manung Guy first, second, and third, and then you bring in DeAndre Swift. So you're trying to sell the play action, but you brought in your scat back. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't bring in the power back to get you the 1 yard. So once you see DeAndre Swift back there, you already have heightened sense of, like, chicanery. You know what I'm saying? Like,
something else is going to happen. That's the interesting thing about Ben Johnson is he's kind of a chess guy where he likes to think he's one step ahead, but that time it seemed like he wasn't exactly one step ahead
and
of the
Packers. Ended up biting him. And of course, these are all things that the Bears will be able to use at their disposal when they face the Green Bay Packers in 2 weeks, hoping to get the revenge. All right. I'm hoping to get some phone calls from you. Would love to talk about this one. It's what I'm here for. Live and local for your listening pleasure. Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score, talking this Bears game. Bears lose to the Packers 28-21. But I want to take your phone calls. 312-644-6767. Do you think the Bears can win in 2 weeks when they face the Packers again? And are you proud of the performance that they put together today? We'll take your calls next. Again, 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a very big win. Obviously, just to where we're at in the NFC North and the division that we have. And, you know, I think we got some really good teams in this division. And obviously, the Bears were on top. So we knew what it was coming into it. And it's a huge win. And obviously, you know, we'll be seeing these guys again here in a couple weeks.
That was Jordan Love talking about the victory over the Chicago Bears. Packers defeat Chicago 28-21. Jordan Love, you know, had a really good game. It was actually, man, damn. Look, when you're talking about completion percentage, I know that's like a sticking point for all Chicago Bears fans when discussing Caleb Williams. I mentioned that since September 21st, Caleb only has one game where he has a completion percentage over 60. Just one. Okay.
Man.
Let me just rattle off the completion percentages of Jordan Love this year.
Here we go.
Okay. This is
I'm ready.
Okay, this is what I'm trying to tell you. This is the season. Starting off hot against the Detroit Lions, 72% completion percentage. Then 61 against Washington, 72 against Cleveland, one of the best defenses in the league. 72 against Dallas, 73 against Cincinnati, 65 against Arizona, 78 against Pittsburgh. And you might say to yourself, oh, maybe he didn't throw the ball a lot. No, 29 for 37. Damn. Then 70% against Carolina, 55% against Philadelphia. Makes sense. One of the best defenses in the league. 54% against the Giants. That's the outlier right there. 66% against Minnesota, 60 against Detroit, 68 against Chicago.
Wow.
I mean, damn. Damn.
What was the one game you said Caleb had over 60 since the 21st?
It was, who was that game against? I got to go back a couple things. I think it was against,
I can help you out too.
I got you. I got it right here. He had a really good game. I just had it right there. But his one was against Baltimore.
The loss. Interesting.
25 for 38. But remember, in that one, they had Tyler Huntley. So it's not like they were playing against the Lamar-led. And they had some injuries on the defense as well.
And a lot of garbage time passes, too, toward the end.
Right. And again, that was his highest since September 21st. That's his only time having over 60% completion percentage.
So this was the first game
they've lost. Jordan Love had a bunch of 60s and 70s.
So this is the first game they lost this year when Caleb was under 60%. They were undefeated heading into this week.
You're absolutely right. Man. They were undefeated in games that he threw under 60%.
Wow.
That's not a stat you want to have, though.
No.
I don't think that's there. Let's go out to the phone lines. Gabe Ramirez here on a Plumbers 911. Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. I'm going to be hanging out with you guys till 5 o'clock. That's when I'll be handing it off directly to Dustin Rhodes. He got you with the pregame show. Then Mully and Hawk come on after that. Olin Kreutz, TJ Edwards, Brad Biggs at 7, 8, and 9, respectively. Raheem Harris and Grody. They got Anthony Heron at 11, Dan Reeder at 1. Then Spiegel and Holmes. They got Kurt Warner at 3 o'clock. We're taking your phone calls now. Really trying to gauge your interest, or not interest, gauge your thoughts on this Bears game. Are you proud of this team after the performance against the Packers? And do you think they can win in 2 weeks when the Green Bay Packers come to Soldier Field? Let's go to Joe out in Schaumburg. Joe, you know, this is a game that was frustrating because you wanted to see a little more. But did the Bears show you enough in this one?
No, they came close enough, especially in Green Bay. Caleb's just, he's always, Caleb's Caleb. This is who he is. You already said it. I think the Bears have overachieved this year. I'm really happy with the results. I mean, they've kept us entertained. They kept us in games. We've won more than we thought we would. I think the end of the year is going to be a real strong statement whether, you know, the Bears are drafting a quarterback next year, to be real honest.
Did you just...
Depends on how it goes, though.
Wait. Did you just say whether the Bears draft a quarterback?
Oh, I smell it. And if you don't, it, yikes.
No. Joe, let me tell you something. No, dude, no.
Joe, you're
losing all credibility when you say that the Bears... Now, you're talking about... Okay, fine. Give me a round. Like, the first four rounds?
In the first three.
No, you're crazy. Joe, you're crazy.
Round two, round three. All right.
No.
We'll see you then.
Listen, you're doing we'll a great... Joe, let me tell you something.
Ben Johnson, let me tell you something.
You're not listening. You're not doing a good job of listening. And what I'm telling you is this. You're doing a great job of keeping your composure after having a couple of drinks. That I do know. I can hear it in your voice. But you're ridiculous by thinking the Bears would draft somebody in the first three rounds.
See you in the spring. It's coming.
You're crazy.
It is coming.
Joe, why do you think the Bears are going to draft a quarterback?
Listen to everything you just said in the last 20 minutes. You're talking about his completion percentages. You talk about his decision-making. Where's his ceiling at? I mean, he's not a elite quarterback. He's Justin Fields. He's better than Justin Fields. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
He just doesn't have the tools. He's not... They need somebody that has faster thinking ability. They could, you know, they see what's in front of them. They could break down defenses and get the ball out of their hands.
But Joe, if you draft a quarterback, that means you're giving up on Caleb Williams.
Okay, have you heard everything you've said in the last 20 minutes?
No.
Isn't that important?
Yes, but that's something that could be fixed, right? Like you can. The hope is that in a second year with Ben Johnson, you know, a level of comfort back there, that part can be fixed. His talent is there. You want the completion percentage to go higher, right? Some more sustained drive. But I don't think it's enough to say now the Bears need a new quarterback. That sounds super wild.
No. Caleb will be here next year. I'm just saying they're going to draft somebody in the spring so they can, like, be on the sidelines. Caleb's not going to be around after next year.
Come on, Joe.
I'm
here for the entertainment, but that's a wild take. That's a wild take.
You heard it here first, baby. You heard it here first.
I love it. Thanks for the call, Joe. I love it. 312-644-6767. If, in fact, the Bears do draft a quarterback in the first three rounds, we did hear it here first from Joe. But that would be damning for...
In a weak...
Oh, my gosh.
Weak quarterback class.
The Bears aren't... Let's not entertain this.
I'm not entertaining anything. I'm just saying this. If you're drafting one in this class, you're stupid.
It's going to be an interesting one. That is for sure. But Caleb Williams, he what I love what Joe did was he used my own words against me. He's like, have you been listening to your own show for the last 20 minutes and what you've been saying about Caleb? It's great, though, because it's true. I have been coming down on Caleb a bit. And we have been talking about Ben Johnson throughout the course of the game going away from Caleb Williams and taking the ball out of his hands during the game. And I think that's more of an indictment on Caleb Williams. But it's not an indictment on his talent level. It's on his ability to operate the offense and make decisions, sound decisions. Let's not forget, Ben Johnson has been dealing with Jared Goff for the last several seasons, okay? This guy's a robot, okay? Get the ball out quick, check down, don't take big risks. Like, he's dealt with that. So he's comparing Caleb Williams to that. He wants Caleb Williams to be more like that. But Caleb Williams isn't that. So they're both parties, Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, need to meet in the middle somewhere, because Caleb Williams is not going to be Jared Goff. So you're not going to be able to operate the offense the way you did in Detroit, at least not right now in the present. He's a little bit more explosive, and I think that Ben Johnson's understanding that, but he also understands that there's time. He doesn't need to fix Caleb Williams right now. He'll have another offseason, another training camp, and he'll be able to coach him, which is what we're paying him to do, a little bit better.
You say fix. Do you think, what do you mean by fix Caleb Williams?
I think that we all can agree when we watch Caleb Williams under center for the Chicago Bears, there is not one throw, not one, where you're not holding your breath. I held my breath on every single Caleb Williams throw. Where you're like, oh my God, I hope this is going to be a good one. Oh my God, I hope he doesn't overthrow it. I hope he doesn't zip it too far. Oh my God, I hope he misses a completion. I hope Luther Burden holds on to it. I hope Roman Dunsley don't drop it. Like, there's always a hope. And that could be the cynic in me, but it's also because Caleb Williams doesn't play in this like smooth manner. You know, I want it to be smooth, effortless, where there's a level of believability. And I'm sure the reason why I hold my breath is because his completion percentage this year is hovering around 56%. So that's the reason why I feel that way. So when I say fix, I mean for him to have a level of calmness back there, right? For and listen, before I get to Maurice, Tyler, I know you can remember your first day, your first week, your first month on the job here at 670 The Score, and how much different it is than the present, right? Than today. You're much more comfortable. There's no fire you feel like you can't put out. There's no issue that's going to come up. You know how to take a phone call and hit the buttons and listen to what I'm saying, right? But maybe in the beginning, you weren't necessarily able to do all of that. Or you did, but you were frazzled and you might have, you know what I'm saying? So Caleb is the same way. He's capable, but you just need repetition so that that way it can be second nature, right? All these plays that you're running, this offense that you're operating. And I think that's when I say fix Caleb Williams, I mean more so allow him to exist within the offense a little bit better. So he has a little bit more ownership.
I think it's a great comparison.
Because I used you in the whole thing.
I'm just playing. I like the analogy, though, honestly.
It's true. We've all had jobs. We all have jobs. We all work. And we've all had a first day on the job, or first week, and we know it's much different than 6 months to a year later.
And I'm doing the math right now. That was his 30th career NFL start.
Okay.
So a long way to go in his young career.
Wish he was be a little bit better by that. All right, let's go out to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Maurice out in O'Hare. Maurice, talk to me about this Bears and whether or not you think they're progressing.
I think they definitely are progressing. I think a lot of people are just, everyone right now wants everything right now, microwave. Think about this. I name you three Hall of Fame quarterbacks. John Elway, I got Troy Aikman, 1-15 his first year. Peyton Manning threw 20 interceptions like his first 3 years. Look at the completion percentage of John Elway. Just look at it. It doesn't even look like a Hall of Fame his first 5-6 years. So it takes time. And also, a lot of people automatically think, as far as numbers go, complete percentage, what else is factors in there? Drop passes. They dropping a damn ball, too, now. Don't forget that.
Mm-hmm.
So he is inaccurate, but he's young. It's his second season, first year in the offense. Hey, we cooking with Crisco right now. We're going to be all right.
All right, when? Give me when. When are they going to be all right?
I think, like you said, I mean, right now we're decent, but next year I think even better. The following year, even better. Just look at the same thing he did in Detroit. He made progress. He didn't make progress this fast. Am I right?
No, I'm here with the conversation. Okay. I agree with
okay.
you.
I think
the Bears. Listen, this is what I said, right?
Our defense isn't even healthy.
All the way healthy,
and no pass rusher.
You're right. And listen, I'm here for the conversation that the Bears haven't arrived to the place that they want to get. That I can agree with. And I think that we all, as Bears fans, are happy with the current iteration of this team and where they're at and what success they've had. This feels good, right? It feels good to be talking about playoffs, talking about a division, talking about, you know, barely losing to the Packers. Those all feel good. I am trying to, you know what I think for me, Maurice? I'm trying to wrap my head around the ceiling for this team. Like, what can they be? You know what I'm saying? Like, how good can this squad be in the next 2 years, 3 years? How soon should I be expecting, you know, a conference championship? Like, that's what I'm trying to wrap my head around, and I can't necessarily get there just yet.
Yeah, not yet. Not yet. When we improve the defense and get Caleb more accurate, I think we're going to be fine.
Okay.
I think we're going to be fine.
All right. Well, let me just give you some stats before you get out, because I know you brought up a good one. All right. So Peyton Manning, first year, we all know it's a historic year, right, where he threw the 28 interceptions. Completion percentage was at 56. Ever since then, that was the only year in his career where he didn't have 60% completion percentage. That was the only year. So
It would help that he had Reggie Wayne and Robert Harris.
But John Elway, on the other hand, only had 2 years in his whole career where he had above 60% completion percentage. So,
and I knew that already. That's one reason I threw that out there.
Well, you know, say hopefully.
Now, Troy Aikman, I meant as far as like wins and getting things, you know, as far as getting the team in line and getting the team to where it's winning. Of course, you don't blame all that on the quarterback because he needs help around him. You know, his defense needs to be at least decent or good, and then his receivers got to be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Decent or good. So, you know, that's part of it as well when I mentioned Troy Aikman. But I just mentioned that when people think that he's supposed to come in and just automatically take the Bears to the Super Bowl 15-1. Come on, that doesn't be realistic.
Yeah. I hear you. Hopefully you can get to 16-1 next year. Thanks for the call, Maurice. 312-644-6767. Bears lose to the Packers 28-21. I am Gabe Ramirez, listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Don't forget, We have a ton of programming on the show for you today, all day on The Score. Of course, coming up at 5 o'clock, Dustin Rhodes taking over. Then Mullion Hall. They got Olin Krutz at 7, TJ Edwards at 8. Brad Biggs going to be jumping on at 9 o'clock. Then Raheem Harris and Grody. They got Anthony Heron at 11, Dan Weider at 1. And Spiegel and Holmes have Kurt Warner at 3 o'clock. But let's go back up to phone lines so we can hear more from you, because that's what I'm doing. I'm live and local overnight. I didn't stay up all night just to be talking to myself, I'll tell you that. I want to talk to you because I know you guys are equally as upset. All right, 312-644-6767. Let's go to Dean out in Janesville. All right, Dean, talk to me about this one.
Yeah, I think this one was a good game, and I think the Bears did play a better game against the Eagles than the Packers did. And the Bears beat the Eagles. And I think if the Bears, they picked up confidence from the second half to third and fourth quarters. Because in the first half, they only scored 3 points. In the second half, they scored 18 points.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously, the first half was damning, right? When you're thinking about the first quarter, three possessions, three punts. And then, you know, the defense as well, right? Got the interception early, but then ended up giving up the touchdown, two touchdowns in the second quarter, which really kind of hurt, especially that last one right before the end of the first half.
Yeah, they got to stay away from them big plays.
Yeah, explosive plays killed the Bears.
Yep. Exactly.
I mean, Christian Watson, you know, whether it was the slant route over the middle on man coverage or just the bomb over the top. I mean, you know, Jordan Love, listen, they have a good team, right? Josh Jacobs is a good running back. Jordan Love is decent, above average. Christian Watson, Jordan Reed, I mean, Romeo Doubs, I mean, they have a good team. And let's not forget that they've been together, right? Josh Jacobs, Jordan Love, Matt LaFleur, this has been a unit that has had years together. So I know. Listen, I'll tell you this, Dean. At the end of the game, and I know you noticed this, the Packers looked like they won the Super Bowl. Okay?
Yeah.
They were cheering as if they defeated and slayed the monster. Let's really take that in consideration, because this was a bigger game for the Packers than it was for the Bears. The Bears looked at it as a litmus test, and the Packers looked at it like, if we don't win this game, we're going to lose our confidence. So I felt like it was a lot different for them.
And I had a curiosity question. You know, before yesterday, the Bears were in first place, and they were over 500. When is the last time they were in first place in December?
Yeah, I know. That's a good one. We'll have Tyler Ferengul look that one up. But you're absolutely right on that one, Dean. It's been a while. It's been a while since the Bears were this good, this late into the season. Or even if we can't pinpoint the year immediately, we know that these moments are few and far between. And we have to enjoy them in the present. But that's why I asked the question earlier, are you guys proud of the Chicago Bears and the way that they've played, right? Because I think we can all agree that the Bears aren't supposed to be there yet, right? I think we can agree on that. They're not supposed to be a 9-win team before December yet. You thought they would get there with Caleb and Ben Johnson, but here they are in the present. So this is an inferior team going up against one of the top ones in the league, and you lose by a touchdown on a play where Cole Kmet was open, but Caleb couldn't get in the ball, and then who knows what would have happened after that. But it begs the question whether you're proud of this team. And then more importantly, do you think the Bears will win in 2 weeks when the Packers come to Soldier Field? 312-644-6767. Let's go to Tom out in Michigan. All right, Tom, you know, there's been a lot of conversation about completion percentage and, you know, sustained drives. But what are your thoughts on that when it comes to it being a metric that we've gauged Caleb Williams' success on?
I think the completion percentages right now are so much higher than they used to be, because back in the day, I'm 68. I've been watching football for a long time. So back in the day, they threw downfield more. They did not throw. You had two running backs. They weren't throwing flare passes to the running backs. Completion percentages, Terry Bradshaw's whole career, do you know what his completion percentage was for his career?
Tell me.
It was 51%. He won 4 Super Bowls. So I was looking it up when I was listening to you guys, and I thought, that's because back in the day they threw downfield more. Now they're throwing so many, there's a lot of passes that are really runs. and they're just flipping the pass to a bat, but it counts as a pass. So that's the reason the completion percentage were never this high before.
I hear you. I also think it's because of the attempts, right? I mean, when you're talking about Terry Bradshaw, I mean, the amount of attempts in a given season is extremely low compared to everyone else. So I think that, and then I also think the style of football back in the day, right? I mean, when we're talking about eras of football, back then it was ground and pound, right? You did run the ball and put yourself in third and short situations, and that's when you passed. And granted, you had those shots down the field, but now you're throwing the ball, you know, 30, 40 times. When you're looking at Terry Bradshaw, I mean, geez, I mean, look at the amount of, again, attempts is very low in comparison to other people. But, I mean, it's a great point. It's still a good metric, right? I mean, I think we can all agree we'd like to see more completions from Caleb Williams, wouldn't you say?
Sure. I mean, I think I'm not discouraged at all about the game today. I mean, I have a sports bar here in St. Joe, and so, you know, we get nothing but a lot of Bears and Lions fans, and it's when they play each other, it's a lot of fun. But they're in a tough division. There's good teams. The Bears have played. They've surpassed our expectations, and they're competitive. The defense makes good plays, but the division's tough, and the whole league is very even. I mean, you look at the scores every week, and it's pretty close. Not very many bad teams.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of one-score games. Tom, let me ask you this. What was the feeling? What was the sentiment in your bar when the interception happened? Was there a lot of disappointment, or was there a lot of, you know, we'll get them in a couple of weeks? What was the vibe like?
At that point, everyone was kind of bummed out because it looked like we were going to at least tie it up, especially when it got to be third and one. So, yeah, there was a lot of disappointment. Everyone, you know, bummer. You know, you kind of let the air out of the room.
Yeah. It was a tough one. It would have been great to not be in that predicament from the beginning. You know, if we would have had some success in the first half, might not have looked like that. But I do think this is a game that the Bears look at and say to themselves, all right, 2 weeks when I see you, this game is going to look a lot different.
Right. And I think it was a close game. Let's face it, it came down to the last minute, as a lot of the games do. And the Bears are tough, and the low league is tough. So it's a crap issue. I think, to be honest, Detroit and Green Bay might be a little better, but
that's okay.
They're a little,
and that's okay, Tom. But I think that's a good thing that's okay, because no one expected the Bears to be better than both of those teams at the beginning of the season, but the Bears have shown that they can compete with them, and I think that's the biggest takeaway from this game. You are proud of the team and how they performed, how they came back. Unfortunately, they just, you know, couldn't put it off at the very end or put some points on the board early. It's just something that they get to look back at. And then in 2 weeks, fortunately, they get to bounce back and face this team again. All right, 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez here on the Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. I'm taking your calls. I see them lined up. Phone lines are going. Tyler Farengall is picking them off one by one, and we're going to get to them right after the break. Are you proud of this Bears team? Do you think they can pull it off in 2 weeks when Green Bay comes to Soldier Field? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Again, 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez right here, live and local, overnight on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.